boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
Dear God, it's hot out there.
I haven't stepped outside since I got in this building before 11 a.m. today. I don't even want to know what's the situation.
You know what's hot? When people like me who wear glasses, you can't even go outside for just 0.5 seconds without fog going over your glasses.
The windows next to my front door have condensation
on
them.
Really?
Yeah, and that was this morning before I think it was even as humid as it is right now.
Well, I try to think back to the days where, well, we grew up a little poor, and my dad just came up with all the ways he could to keep the house cool because he was doing everything he could to not use the air conditioner.
Dude, it gets expensive.
It does. And if he had to, he was going to try to keep the house cool.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the ways was, he would, okay, so we didn't have like central air for a lot of the years. So we had like, you know, the air conditioning in the window, right? And so we had one in the bedroom and then one in the living room, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he was like, well, I'm not going to air like all the rooms. Not every room needs to be aired down, right? So he would put a blanket up to like block certain rooms so they wouldn't get cooled down and just try to keep the cold air into the living room. So we had like just a blanket acting like a wall almost.
Who was the lucky one that got the cool room?
My dad. Oh. Of course he did. He paid the bills.
Well, yeah, you're not wrong. So would you all just hang out in there and be like, okay, we got to cool down?
I should say his room was on the other side of the house. So it was like the living room was on one side and his was on the other side. So it kind of worked out that way.
Okay.
But yeah, and luckily my room was kind of next to that. So it kind of worked out.
You got the like aftermath.
The other thing he would do is if he would decide not to use the air conditioning, he would take a box fan and he would turn it the other way around and put it in the window to where it was fanning basically outside, but it would be sucking the hot air from the house outside.
Dude, I wish I was that smart, because anytime that I like try to, we even have it sometimes here in the studio where it's really, really hot and humid in here. I don't know how the physics work.
You don't.
How do we get the air out but also suck the cold air
you
in?
You always have to ask me. You're like, it's hot in the studio. Which way does the fan go?
Yeah, where do I point it to and which way is it facing?
You're like, I need to get the hot air out of here. And I'm like, you got to face it the opposite way.
Well, I'll call your dad next time because he knows.
And then we got to put a blanket up. Build a wall.
I'm going to bring one tomorrow because it's going to be just as bad.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
It's been a minute. Well, not really. I was going to say it's been a minute since we talked about big Taylor Swift news, but I think the last big thing was her buying all of her music back, which was awesome. And it, respectfully, Swifties, nothing is ever enough for you.
Respectfully, non-Swifty.
It's like, yay.
It's you're right.
She owns her music. Now what? When's the new music?
Are we ever getting a rent?
She literally told you guys, it's not happening. And then they're like, what if she releases a song off of Reputation?
It's funny because I was watching a TikTok video. Literally, it's been two nights in a row. I've been watching two TikTok videos from two different people saying there's a potential of a rep song coming out.
I guess she does have...
30th, maybe. She's been doing like 13 days of something.
I'll
I don't know.
Explain.
You're getting into it.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend, neighbor man, goes, can you stop? You promised me you wouldn't clown anymore. So if you're going to get me to clown again, Taylor, you're going to really make my boyfriend mad.
Well, okay. So I guess to be fair, she does have the vault tracks that she said she would share at some point from Reputation. Basically, there's like some weird stuff going on. I can't lie. It's a little sus. You have Taylor Nation, obviously, who is like the biggest fan account, I guess, that is official for Taylor Swift, who has shared that there's 13 new wax figures being placed all around the world with Madame Tussauds, that's like the famous wax museums.
I didn't know that. Thank you.
And this is like one of their biggest projects ever, I guess. They've never done 13 of one person at the same time. So they're all over the world. In the U.S., you have Evermore in Nashville, Midnight's in New York, Speak Now in Hollywood, Fearless in Las Vegas, and Reputation in Orlando. And then...
I'm sorry, Chicago was missed?
Yep, no Chicago. Sorry. Otherwise, you have to go all the way to Amsterdam, Blackpool, England, Budapest, Hong Kong, London, Sydney, Shanghai.
How long?
It's for the time being, okay, I guess. Dang it. And
guess I gotta get a flight out of here.
So that video is going around today, and people are like, "Ooh, this feels like it's leading up to something."
This feels like a tour announcement. Am I nutty for that?
It feels like something. And then on top of that, what was it? Last week, July 18th, Taylor Nation posted there's a new archive section of her website that has 15 tabs for each of her albums, 11 originals, 4 re-recordings. And then under each one, there's listening parties to celebrate her.
When is reps?
Well, that hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, okay.
But they're hosting these listening parties to celebrate her buying her music back. Like, yay, let's all celebrate and re-listen to all of her work. But what people have noticed so far is that on each date, she puts the time 1 hour later. So it's like, okay, we're starting with Taylor Swift at 1 p.m. And then whatever album's next is the next day at 2 p.m. And then the next day, the next album is at 3 p.m. And then 4 p.m. It's going in time order, like a clock. And if you know Taylor Swift,
she likes a clock.
She loves herself a clock.
She's on a clock. There was a clock before the Eras tour. It counted down.
Uh-huh. So
what does this mean?
People think it's a countdown.
To what?
Immediately, people say 12th Era, new album.
Is it going to be called Karma?
Who knows?
Okay.
That's not anywhere confirmed. People are looking at tomorrow as a date of an announcement because it's 7/24. 7 plus 2 plus 4 is 13. And you know how that woman loves 13. It could be an album. Who knows? I don't know. We'll see tomorrow.
I'm not sleeping tonight.
When nothing happens. It could be something to do with the Eras tour, whether it be like a documentary or a movie about the tour. We got the tour movie, right?
Yeah, I need a behind the scenes.
People
Let's
think
do
there's
it.
Maybe a behind
I
the scenes.
I want to see her workout.
And then it could be something stupid like a merch drop. she's done before.
I swear to freaking God.
So I don't really have an answer for you. It's very clear, though, she has this countdown clock of listening parties that's leading up to something. It's just a matter of how big that thing is.
Okay. Have you been seeing these on your Facebook timeline as well where people are claiming they've got a really good source that her 12th album is going to be called The Lake?
No.
Okay, well, I have been.
Who's Lake?
I don't believe it, but I'm going to put that out right now that if it is called The Lake, I've been seeing sources, and the sources are not reliable.
If she has an album called The Lake and it comes out tomorrow, you can throw me in a lake, honestly.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon. And trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I have a little situation when it comes to my boyfriend Curly's birthday this weekend. Because I don't know when I'm supposed to give him his gifts. Let me explain my little bit of debacle here. His birthday is on Saturday.
Happy birthday.
Yay, happy early birthday. But we're not going to be at home, most likely. So I'm not going to be here on Friday because I got to go out of town for a wedding. We're staying overnight in the Des Moines area after the wedding's over. And then we're kind of up in the air if we want to stay in Des Moines on Saturday and hang out with some of his friends that live there now. Might go golfing, might go to a friend's pool. And we're like, we might stay overnight again. Not really sure. But
what a cool birthday weekend.
Well, yeah, and it's awesome. It's his birthday, so if he wants to hang out with his friends, I'm going to be there along for the ride. But I'm kind of like, what do we do about gifts? I'm not going to tote his gifts along and have him like open them in front of his friends like a birthday party at the skating rink. You know what I mean? Like, but I'm also like, it's his birthday and I want him to have something to open. What's a birthday without opening a present? So now, last night, he's like, well, why don't I just open them now? Get them early. I'm like, well, that's not fun either. I feel like you should have to go the day after, like when we get home. Or maybe we'll come home Saturday night and you can open them then. I want it as close to your actual birthday as possible. And we just can't come to an understanding of what should be done.
How many gifts did you get him?
Well, one.
Did you already wrap them?
No, I haven't.
Okay, how many gifts do you have?
My plan is to put it all in one bag.
Okay, think. You might need to change that idea. How many gifts do you have?
One, two, three, four.
Perfect. He gets one tonight.
Oh.
Oh, shoot. Never mind. You start tomorrow. My math is not mathing. You start tomorrow. That's Thursday.
Yeah.
Then you get one on Friday.
Yeah.
That's two. Then you get one on Saturday. So, yeah, you do got to truck one along.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then he gets one on Sunday. Ta-da! Four. Don't tell me I'm not a genius.
No, I don't hate it, but also that means I have to go buy four bags.
I've got a million bags at home.
I forgot. Can I borrow?
Of course you can. I would like them back. You know how I am. I like to reduce, reuse,
I'm going to the store. I don't have time for that.
I think my boyfriend has officially become a senior.
Citizen or in high school or exactly. What?
Exactly. Exactly. Yesterday, he didn't know how to do something that is so simple that I think everybody knows how to do. And I'm like, who am I dating? You're only 6 years older than me.
Okay.
Okay, we've been talking about Those Girls Sweat Squad.
Yes.
It's our private group on Facebook. By the way, you can join if you want.
Mm-hmm. Just search that, Those Girls Sweat Squad. It'll pop up.
And you can join, become a bestie. And he did. I don't want to tell you who he is, but he's in there.
Subtle.
And I was like, hey, did you see, like, have you seen how many cool members we've got in there? You seen the cool post that's in there? And he's like, yeah, I don't know how to figure it out. Like, I don't know how to get in the group. And I'm like, what do you mean you can't figure out how to get in the group? He's like, I mean, I joined. I just don't know how to figure out how to get in the group. Honey? What do you mean? So I had to show him that on the side of your profile on the app, there's a drop down that says groups, and then there's Those Girls Sweat Squad. He did not know that was an option on Facebook.
I kind of side with him. I'm not going to lie.
You didn't know how to do that?
No, I do. But I will stand by the fact that Facebook can be confusing.
Oh, my God.
They're constantly changing. I mean, you saw me yesterday while we were creating this group. I was swearing up the storm.
She was.
I was like, Zuckerberg, count your days. Why is it so difficult? My grandma and my mom love Facebook.
You got a death threat out to Zuckerberg.
I'm like, no. I'm just saying, watch it. Because why is it where my mom and my grandma are living, and I am struggling to find any sort of directions.
She couldn't figure out how to make me an admin on the group. I don't even know how to do that.
No.
Zuckerberg, watch your days.
There's so many settings. You know what? I think Facebook is the app for the old people, so maybe you are the old person.
Wait a minute, because I know how to work it? Does that mean I can retire tomorrow? Hello, I'm cashing in.
if that's the way you want to handle it.
It's time for a Taylor Window Update with Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
I really don't even have to look outside to know how bad it is out there. You know, it's real. When on like the weather map, everything is bright pink and red.
Do they do that?
Yes. For the heat index, they always do like purpley pinky. It's very beautiful.
I didn't know that. Well, that's my kind of radar.
It is your vibe, that's for sure. And all of Eastern Iowa is pink and red, and the heat index everywhere is above 100 today.
It's a Legally Blonde kind of forecast.
It is. How fabulous. You should
tell
them
that. Oh my God, I should be a meter. Rebecca, do you need me to step in? Rebecca Goldman? Because that's how I would give a forecast. It is a very much...
Do you want to audition right now? I don't know. I'm giving you your chance.
Hello, Eastern Iowa. Wait,
they
don't talk like that.
Elle Woods at all.
Oh. Hey, guys.
go on.
I laughed too much. Hey, guys. So it's stinking hot out there, which means our pits are going to show in our pink. And we can't wear orange because that's seriously disturbed. But on the map, it is showing a very Elle Woods forecast.
There's work to be done. You know what? I think you have the rest of this week because it's nasty hot all week.
I'll keep working on
Please
it.
Please do.
I think I need the green mat. I like the green screen behind me so I can really... I feel like that will really help me. Rebecca?
You realize there's nothing behind you. It's a green screen.
So yeah, but I feel like that will really help me. Like yeah. You're saying I need to work on it. I feel like I need to go to Iowa News now.
Go ahead.
Rebecca, can I get a key in?
Good luck.
I'm going to bang it on the door. They're like, get away.
Like, we heard that little test tape. Go home.
You ever have something in life that you're like, I can't tell if I hate it or if I don't mind it. So then you're like, I got to bring this to my friend and see what they think.
Yeah, it sounds like you're being a little indecisive. What's new?
Mm-hmm. What do we think of loud talkers at the gym? Hear me out. I was working on my core today, which you're going to see in Those Girls Sweat Squad. I'm going to post my photo here in a second. By the way, you could join Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. And I just only had my little AirPods in, which, let's be honest, those things do not have...
Noise cancellation.
Thank you. I was like, it's not soundproof. It's something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I can hear everything, right? If somebody grunts, I'm going to hear it.
Mm.
Somebody drops weights, I hear all of that. If I fart, I'm going to hear that too.
Okay.
But there were people, like, I just kept hearing talking, and like, it was just, usually I just figured it was like somebody saying like, hey, are you still using that? Which I don't mind hearing that, but it just kept happening and happening and happening. And I'm like, okay, at this point, what is going on? And then I noticed it was these two girls that were clearly besties, and they're just gabbing away, and they were being kind of loud. And I'm like, do I hate this or do I not mind it? Here's why I'm like, I don't know where I land on this. Like, where am I at on the meter? Because I'm like, I kind of like it because I'm like, you know what, two besties? I'm glad that you have a bestie to go to the gym with. You're keeping each other accountable. I'm glad that you have that. Because then I love that you can chat each other's ears off and like be distracted while you're working out, right? I wish I had that, right? So that I would just not be dreading my workout sometimes, right? It'd be so cool to have that. And then I'm, on the other end, I'm like, also, you're so distracting me at the gym. So then, okay, where I'm like, okay, well, if you're hating it so much, maybe you just need to change your environment. So what I did today, right after the gym, I was like, maybe I just need to go get noise-canceling headphones because it's you. Clearly, it's you're the problem.
Right.
I don't know. Where do I go? Do I just go get noise-canceling headphones? Because, again, I don't know where I land on this. Do I hate it? Do I not hate it? I don't know where I am.
I will say they help. I recently in the last...
Do you have noise-canceling headphones?
Yeah, I have like over-the-ear big AirPod Pros, and I can't hear anything with those, which I really, really like. Talking, I don't think that bothers me. The only thing that would like start to honestly make me feel insecure is people laughing loud. Because I immediately am like, oh no, do I have butt sweat? Did I just put my head somewhere it wasn't supposed to be? I immediately think you're laughing at me, even if it's just two people having a key and they're just like having a good time laughing at each other. I just think if you're like cackling, I'm like, oh God, is that about me? Otherwise, I'm like, do you? But I will say from my own perspective, when I worked out with my boyfriend Curly earlier this week and I didn't wear headphones because he was teaching me how to do machines and stuff, I felt like I had to whisper the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't relate to being in there and being like, yo, will you pass me that? You know what I mean? Like, if you're comfortable, go ahead. That could never be me, though.
I'm glad you said that because when I had my little AirPods in and I could hear the talking, I was in that moment. I had a moment today where I was feeling really insecure and I was having a hard time doing core. So when I heard the talking, I honestly did kind of think it was about me.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't hear the talking. I just heard this like loud motion or commotion or something. And I was like, uh-oh, people are making fun of me. So I was trying to figure out where's it going? Where's it coming from? I'm glad you said that because I did think that at that moment.
Dude, you got to get the I will stand by the big headphones because you turn on Beyonce and then suddenly you are Beyonce.
Okay, so I need to go to Target tonight.
I approve this purchase.
And I will be Beyonce tomorrow.
There you go.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson watched me take a selfie today at the gym.
Okay. Liar.
Okay. You're right, I was lying a little bit. But it was a guy who seriously has the muscles of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I mean, we're all in love with those arms, right? It doesn't matter who you are. They're beautiful. And the guy in my gym has, well, it's like Aldi's version, you know?
Oh, that's... Is that nice? Was that a nice thing to
say? I think it was nice, right?
Okay,
they're
sure.
They're just as good.
Yeah, sure.
Respect. I loved them. They were beautiful. Mm-hmm. I'd hit on them.
You did?
No! Oh. But he was watching me take a selfie, okay? I was trying to get my picture for Those Girls Sweat Squad. You know, I needed to have my accountability picture, you know, ready to go. And here's the thing. You and I are not normally the picture type of person to take. We don't take pictures in the gym. We just don't.
Oh, no. I'm not a selfie person, like, in general.
No.
Just because I'm uncomfy.
No, 100%. But I was trying to take a picture, and I was like, oh, okay. So I nonchalantly first took one on the mat, and I hated it. And then I was like, okay, well, the next thing I'm going to do is take one in the mirror. Here's the thing. All of the beefy, you know, good-looking guys were over there by the, with them. That's where the mirrors are. And then the one that was, like, really, really nice, beefy-looking watched me take the selfie, and I was like, I hate it here.
Mm-hmm. Did he make any reaction, or you
just kept looking over at me, and I was like, I follow me on Instagram. I almost said that. I really did. I thought, I'm awkward, and I almost yelled it.
See, that's
what am I supposed to say?
Well, I'm in an accountability group. That's probably what I'll do, because I'm scared. I don't want people to think that I'm taking pictures of them. You know what I mean? Because I'm always like, oh my God, I hope I'm not in the background of that. You know what I mean?
He was on my left, so it would be really anybody behind me, but there was nobody behind me. I was trying to get the machines in the background so it looked more aesthetically pleasing, you know, the photos. So he was more on my left, and I looked in my, you know, my corner of my eye, and I saw he was like, he kept looking at me, and I didn't know what to say. I think he thinks I'm probably like some influencer, a joke of an influencer, you know, like if he looked at me, he'd be like, are you really, like, a fitness influencer? Come on now.
Maybe he wanted to take the picture for you. But you should just hand it to him and be like, could you give him a good side or something?
Oh, my God. That would have been so embarrassing if he took the photo for me. Oh, my God.
That's your new challenge.
Have someone take a photo for me.
That would be hilarious. I could never, but I would be. If you did it, I'd be so proud.
I would cry all the way home from embarrassment. Let me get it comfortable first. Let me get myself to take photos first.
Mm-hmm. And then next week.
No! If you haven't heard us talk about Those Girls Sweat Squad, welcome to Those Girls Sweat Squad.
This is your formal invitation to join our brand new private Facebook page, which is called Those Girls Sweat Squad. If you search it, you can hit the join button.
Yes.
We'll accept you in as quickly as we can. And then from there, you can pick however you want to treat this group. If it's something that you want to say, I'm going to post in this every day so that I stay accountable, I get sweaty somehow every day, we would love to see what you're doing. Or if you're somebody that's like, I just kind of want to see what other people are doing, maybe get some ideas, maybe see like, oh, Destiny worked out today, so that's going to help me get up out of bed. However you want to treat the group, we would love to have you be part of it.
It's almost kind of like choose your adventure.
It really is. And we've had so many different types of posts. We have had people, me and Destiny, posting the workouts that we've done. Our coworker Chad posted that he's been walking on the treadmill here at the office. And then we have other people who are just flat out saying, hey, I'm this age, this is why I want to start working out, and I can't wait for some accountability here in this group.
Mm-hmm.
And any of these posts are fine, and we love seeing all of them.
Yeah, so this is just a big group of us and you. It's just a group of Z102.9 besties, and it's for accountability, whether you're in the gym, you're outside of the gym, and you just like to get fit in other ways, whether it's Pilates, jazzercise, or you go for walks, or you go for bike rides.
Mm-hmm.
It's any type of journey that you're on, but you're getting sweaty of some sort, it's Those Girls Sweat Squad, and we want you to be a part of it.
Yeah, we're all getting better together, no matter where you're starting off. If you are like, this is going to get me to start moving, or if you're like, I've been working out for years, and I'd like to keep it going and raise some positive vibes with other people. So here's the thing. We started this yesterday. As of right now, this current moment, we have 84 members. We would die and just gag if we hit 100 members today.
No. Taylor said to me yesterday, there's no way we'll get to 100 members yesterday. And
I wouldn't say there was no way.
She said, I don't think we'll get to 100 yesterday. And I said, bet. I think we will.
I think it's possible. I don't remember saying that.
She said that yesterday. She's like, I don't know if we'll make it to 100 on day two. And I said, I think we will. I want to prove her wrong.
We have 16 to go. Just search Those
Girls
Sweat
Squad. Do you think we have 16 more friends?
I don't know.
Like 16 more people listening that want to join Those Girls Sweat Squad?
Well, it's very easy to do. All you have to do is search Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook, and begin your journey there.
I'm excited about it because I'm going to be completely honest with you. I did not want to go to the gym today at all. I almost slept in. And then I was like, you know what? It would be really embarrassing if I didn't show up to my friends today. So thank you for making me show up today.
Join the squad. The fun starts here.
Your daily download on what's blowing up online with those girls in the afternoon.
What's trending?
It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
Okay, I need your opinion on this because I saw this girl on TikTok being like, I am a millennial woman and I need my fellow millennial women to settle a debate for me. I'm in a weird spot because I'm like right on the edge of millennial and Gen Z. I think I'm the very cutoff for Gen Z. You are millennial and you say that you are millennial through and through.
Oh, yeah.
So she says that basically her and her other millennial friend, they were talking about like crushes on guys that they had growing up and like who the heartthrobs were in the late 90s, early 2000s when millennials were growing up. And they were kind of chit-chatting and she goes, okay, so if all of us had to come together, all millennial women had to come together and vote on one man to represent the millennial gaze.
Easy.
Who would it be?
Zac Efron. He is the millennial man.
And that's who her friend said. And she's like, eh, I guess, but no, I disagree. Because a lot of millennials were too old at that point. High School Musical came out. Like, you're a younger millennial.
Yeah.
But like, I know my...
I guess I forget about my sister. My my oldest sister is a millennial too.
And she probably was too cool for school when High School Musical came out.
I don't think she'd pick millennial... Or I don't think she'd pick Zac Efron. She'd probably be like... That'd be crossing some lines.
Right. They were too... They were in their teenage years and they were like, oh, this is so lame, stupid. Maybe not anymore. But at the time, they were too old for it. So who she said, and I think she made a really great point, I'm not going to lie. She said, it's not anybody but Chad Michael Murray.
Remind me who?
Okay, so he's
The name sounds familiar. You're going to have to paint the picture.
He's in everything. I'm going to tell you one that I know you're going to know him from, which is A Cinderella Story with Hilary Duff.
The best Cinderella story ever.
That's what everybody says. He was in that. That was that later.
That's a good one, by the way.
I mean, even before that, he was in Dawson's Creek in the late 90s. He was in Gilmore Girls, Freaky Friday, which is coming back for the reboot.
Beautiful man.
I know him from One Tree Hill because I rewatched that when I was in college. It goes on and on and on. And to my understanding, I don't feel like he's ever been in like big trouble. Maybe he was at the time and I was too young to know. But I feel like Chad Michael Murray, for the time, was everywhere and was always the heartthrob.
Is he still good looking?
He looks a lot the same. He was in that Christmas movie about the sexy man dancers.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember the name
of
it.
Looking at him on Instagram. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, he's our man.
That was on Netflix.
He's still good looking.
I'm saying. So
he's grown up and he's still hot.
So do you accept him as
zaddy now.
As the millennial man, the ultimate millennial man?
Yeah, sorry. And Zac Efron did something weird. I think he got Botox and it's kind of like turned out a little weird.
Mm-hmm. I also just recently saw a video of him golfing shirtless. And I don't know.
What happened?
Well, I just feel like that's not, normally you wear like a polo to go golfing. Oh. And I was just like, eh.
I mean, we appreciate a dad bod, so I wouldn't have cared. But
Was not a dad. That man is chiseled.
Still?
Go take a look.
Oh.
And report back.
Work. I am working. I just got to
do some research.
I got to do some research on Zac Efron.
Is it a dad bod or not?
It's those girls in the afternoon. And Trending with Taylor.
What's trending?
At 310 and 510 on Z102.9.
I go home tonight. I got to dress in black. And probably sneak through a window. And I'm not robbing myself nor anybody else.
I don't think that's even possible.
Well, robbing yourself.
To rob yourself.
Unless I was like taking everything from my boyfriend and leaving him. But I'm not.
Yikes.
But no, sir, I need to do this because Fat Mochi is becoming a serious problem.
Is it his diet?
Oh, it's always his diet. No, it's not even that. But it's getting to the point that, like, every time I go home, I have to try to turn the key as quiet as possible. I don't even want him to hear me now. As quiet as possible. Because as soon as he hears me, little man can run. Sorry, big man can run. And and he tries to get to... I'm trying to... There's two freaking locks, the problem is, because we got everything locked up around our house. Mm-hmm. And I have to lock the one. And then when I can do quietly, it's the top one I can never do quietly. And then my keys get all stuck. And then he comes to the door, and I'm like, dang it. And my hands are always full. I've got like six bags, and then a tumbler, and then another drink. And by the time I get through the door, he's gone out.
Oh, my God.
He's an escaper.
This gives me so much anxiety.
Me too. And he can run.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I can do to get him to not hear the door. It also doesn't help that as soon as the lock starts making noise, I don't know if it's Fat Mochi that can hear the noise. Mm-hmm. I think it's Zippy Zaw that can hear the noise. And then he starts, you know, barking. Yeah. And then that's cue for Fat Mochi to start running towards the door.
Mm-hmm.
I need Zaw to stay quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Bro to bro, let's shut up. Oh, you're ruining tough. It for me. Because I can't even get in the door. I've tried everything, you know. Put my things down. Stand on guard. You know, I have done everything I can, you know. Put my legs out. Whatever I can do to get him to not go through the door. He gets out every time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I immediately have two ideas. Bear with me. Do you have a screen door?
No. No. Sorry, that's... Yes, on the front door, not on the back door.
I don't know if that would help if you unlocked and then quickly shut the screen so that he would just bounce off the screen.
I would have to be
door.
The size of a pencil.
What? No, I mean you unlock the door and then you shut it again. So if he comes running, he'll learn his lesson.
I see what you're saying.
He's going to run into the screen door and then you can...
Oh, that's funny.
Back off! Yell at him. Get out of here. My second option, and bear with me. Do you have a like an Alexa or something?
Yeah.
Can you blast Zuna 2.9 throughout the day so
yeah,
that
of course.
He can hear your voice
mm-hmm.
and your dog can hear your voice? Uh-huh. And then hopefully you have it so loud that they can't hear the door unlocking that they just are like, oh, mom's on the radio. It's like she's home. And
or
then
they think I'm home all the time.
They're never going to expect you coming in.
They're like, she's been home the whole time. But in fact, I have not been home. They've been searching for me. And then I've never been home.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of brilliant.
Zuna 2.9, it's today's hit music and tricking your pets.
On your smart speaker.
Yeah. So funny living with another creature in your house and that creature being a man.
How did I know you were going to go there? Let's give you creature music.
I'm saying, I mean, like, I have lived with my boyfriend Curly for...
Almost it's been too long. That's the problem.
Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, it's getting to that point where I'm like, I'm not keeping track anymore because, you know, this is my life and I'm happy with it. I don't want to make it sound like that.
Blink twice if you're not okay.
I'm good.
She's blinking.
I'm good. But man.
Call 911.
At what point do you just get used to a man and their manisms? You know what I mean? Okay, so last
Never.
Night, for example, sometimes they're just so weird, and I'm sure they think the same thing about us. I do weird things, but
oh,
last
no,
night,
I think they think we're like somebody on like serious hard drugs or something.
Oh, I'm an alien compared to him, and he's an alien to me. I was making dinner last night, and like, what?
I don't know where this is going, but you're just making dinner. Here we
I was
go.
Making dinner last night, as I do. I like to cook. I cook almost every night. We really don't like... go out to eat much or do takeout maybe once a week. So I'm cooking dinner and I was trying a new recipe. So I was telling him and his brother who lives with us, like, stay out of the kitchen. There's ingredients over here that I know you guys are both going to be like, ew, don't put that on there. But you're going to like it when it's all mixed together. Stay out the kitchen. Let me do my thing. But Curly, my boyfriend, just keeps coming like, ooh, like sneaking in and I'm making steak on the stove. And I'm like, would you get out of here? Like, I need you to be patient and trust the process. And he's like, it just smells so good. I'm like, well, I'm glad. That's great. Ooh, it just smells so good. It smells like a home-cooked meal.
Because it's a home-cooked meal.
Well, and that's what I'm like, first of all, should I get angry right now? Because I cook for you every night. Every night is a home-cooked meal. What is it about this steak that is, you're like, ooh, a home-cooked meal. It just reminds me of my childhood. I just was like, what do you mean by that? I don't understand you. You get a home-cooked meal every night.
He grew up rich, didn't he? Did he grow up with, like, they had fast food and takeout every single night? Hey, no problem. I wish I grew up like
no,
that.
No. If really? Anything, he said that they always, I mean, it was they had the same like rotation of meals, which was like spaghetti, chicken in the oven, like very scheduled out. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't understand. And also steak, it does not give home cooked meal to me. I would say like spaghetti.
No.
Gives me home cooked meal. What is yours?
Not steak. That gives greasy, weird smell vibes. Spaghetti, no. I would say
Hamburger helper?
Oh, God.
That, you know what that is giving?
That is family giving. Family dinner. Family dinner in the 2000s. I know. I love me a good hamburger helper. No, yes to that one. Amen. But also, anything in the crock pot, whether that's chili, anything, some soup. Anything in the crock pot is a home cooked meal smell.
I guess. I still don't
Apparently, I need to come
it.
To Taylor's restaurant.
I don't have a restaurant.
You have a home cooked meal.
Well, just throw some steak on your oven.
You know, I ain't cooking over here. I can't. Oh. I'll start a fire.
Well, best not then.
Let's get quizzical. Time to use your brain cells. The few that showed up today. Here's your host, still employed for some reason, Destiny.
Oh, it's a big day here at Those Girls Incorporated.
Yeah, it is.
We just announced the launch of Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's basically a group chat.
On Facebook, though. It's a private Facebook group, so request to join. And then from there, you can kind of decide how active you want to be. Me and Destiny are going to be using it as kind of the accountability police.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be posting funny, silly, maybe even embarrassing photos of whatever we're doing to stay fit, gym, classes, what have you. And if you want to post too, we absolutely welcome you to, because it's way more fun to work out with your besties than by yourself.
Oh, 100%. So if you want to join Those Girls Sweat Squad, little group chat that's on Facebook, it's really that easy. It's just called Those Girls Sweat Squad. On Facebook, you can actually search for it there or find a link on the Z102.9 app as well.
Or KZIA.com. It's everywhere, okay? It's everywhere, and you should join right now.
You can't get away from it.
Never.
And we'd love for you to join it. So in honor of that, that's kind of the theme for tonight's trivia question. 15% of us have done this embarrassing thing while exercising. What is it?
Because you know what? It's okay to be embarrassed. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly embarrassed
Me
when I'm
too.
Working out. And that's just how
I'm
life
embarrassed
is.
Right now. I don't even know why.
Totally. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
15% of us have done this embarrassing thing while exercising. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Z102.9. We see what you're texting. For Let's Get Quizzical. Here's some guesses for tonight's question with Those Girls in the Afternoon.
You haven't yet? Heard about Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's a private group on Facebook, kind of like a group chat.
Yeah, go join if you want to share your sweat journeys or you want to see kind of like some behind the scenes of me and Destiny sweating our way through life. Go add yourself now, Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook.
Yeah. And in honor of the launch of that, tonight's trivia question is 15% of us have done this embarrassing thing while exercising. What is it?
You still have time to text in your guests to 319-200-1029, but so far, 4290 said, wet your pants.
Well, it kind of looked like I did that. Remember when I accidentally, like, my water spilled all over myself right before I walked into the gym, so it looked like I wet my pants, but I didn't.
Can I say, do you ever fear that? Like, if you're, like, squatting something, you know what I mean? Like, sometimes you're like, whoa, I don't know what's going to happen to me.
You drink so much water.
Yeah.
Right.
You're like, if I bend the wrong way, I don't know what's going to happen. It hasn't, thank God.
You make me do those wall sits, and I can't promise anything.
I'm saying.
Wall squats or whatever they're called.
I don't know the difference between a wall sit and a toilet sometimes. I do, but I do. I do. If my gym's listening, I have never, ever, ever. And will never.
I'm concerned. Moving on.
I'm saying it's early in the morning. Whatever. I haven't done that. Yet.
Clean up an aisle, the wall.
Hey, that's what it is to age as a woman.
Oh my
Ask God. Any of them.
You're not even that old.
No, I'm saying, but you know, someday that could be me.
Oh my God.
And I don't want to be shamed for it.
I'm not shaming you. I'm just judging you. Is that the same?
Same thing.
9033 said pass gas. I did that literally the other day.
You know,
and then I hate when people walk past you. I'm like, stop it. I mean, I know, I understand you need to get some weights, but hello,
that's
I just tooted.
What it is to be an adult, especially if you're in a like a workout class. Mm-hmm. Someone in my family used to teach like yoga classes and was like, you just move on. You have to, because you're in your body's in weird positions.
Yeah.
Things happen.
I hate when you're like, you know, lifting a weight of some sort and it comes out and you're like, oh my God, I hope nobody heard that.
Oh God,
gee whiz. 4427 said, hit on someone and get turned down.
Please don't hit on somebody at the gym.
I would be really freaked out.
It happened to me.
It's nice.
And I was mad because my boyfriend wasn't there.
It's probably from a nice place and you're just like, ah, no. I don't know. Like, what are you supposed to say?
I respect it because if you think I look attractive in the gym,
you're lying.
God bless you.
Oh.
What?
I said, you're lying. At least about me.
Ugh, yikes.
It
is a spooky little sight.
I was thinking the opposite. I was like, God bless you that if you think I look attractive in the gym. I mean, what? My clothes, what? Nothing looks attractive on me. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying?
No, it is me at my worst.
I look sweaty. My hair's a rat. I have a rat on top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing, like, no. And then I'm
tooting. Might be somebody's tight. Well,
and
okay.
You're peeing on the wall.
I'm not. I haven't, and I won't.
Welcome to the program if you're like, what is happening right now? Why is Taylor peeing on the wall?
I didn't.
Tonight's trivia question. 15% of us have done this embarrassing thing while exercising. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. And the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
I hope somebody just got into their car like right when I said, Taylor's peeing on the wall.
Hey, I haven't. But, you know, if I ever choose to have children, here. You never know. Ask any of the women in your life.
What are you talking about?
That you lose some control. Of your body. It's a beautiful thing
I
about being
correct.
A woman. Don't you wish?
We know you've been waiting long enough for the answer. Unless you've been stuck at a red light, we can drag this out another 30 seconds. Just kidding. It's Let's Get Quizzical on Z102.9.
We're officially at 41 members of those
what?
Girls. I know. We're kind of cool. All of us. And Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's a private group on Facebook. It's where you can share memes. You can share photos of your journey, being active, whether that's going to a gym or maybe just running up Mount Trashmore, running around your neighborhood or going on a bike.
Walking the dog.
Whatever your journey is of being active, we want to see it in Those Girls Sweat Squad. It's accountability. It's making friends.
It's fun.
Here's the thing. My goal is before the end of this show, we got T-minus 30 minutes. I want to make it to 50 friends.
Oh.
So we got 9 more friends we need to make in Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. Join it. It's called Those Girls Sweat Squad. I don't know how much more I can say.
And it's for anybody. We're two girls, but it's for guys, girls, anybody, any age, no matter if you've been working out for years or you're like, maybe this will get me to go do something active. We'll take you.
Absolutely. Those Girls Sweat Squad on Facebook. I want to get to 50 before the end of the show. Tonight's question is in honor of the launch of our new bestie group on Facebook. 15% of us have done this embarrassing thing while exercising. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is
15% of us have fallen off of a treadmill.
I fear this.
I almost did. I tried to do the cool thing, you know, where you're walking up the treadmill and then you're like, okay, let me turn around and go backwards, you know, so you can work on your whatever. I'm not gonna act like I know what you're working on. I'm assuming your butt and your back legs. I don't know. Because I see my boyfriend do it all the time and it looks cool when you do like the little transition. You're like walking transition.
Oh.
Everybody looks cool when they do it. Mm. However, when I did it, well, it wasn't cool.
Did you hit the ground?
No, but I got to the point like, okay, so like the one leg, I don't even know how to explain it. So like I did the transition,
mm-hmm.
but one leg got caught a little bit. It was following
the track pad.
Yeah, the track pad, and it was sliding. It was woo! I'm still going, you know. And the next thing I know, I was about the time I was turning, I was at the end of the trek pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I just kind of like hit the ground, you know.
Oh, God, close call.
I know, right?
If it happens again, I would like that security footage.
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.